We're going to learn the fourth Maimer of Pritzadik and Pashas Vayigash. Vayigash I love Yehuda, B'medrash Rabbah. The Medrash quotes the Pasuk in Iyov. Echad be'echad yigashu v'ruach lo yovi b'neihem. It's describing the massive power of the Leviathan. This huge, massive sea creature, this dauntingly large, powerful sea creature. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Iyov, I am the only power greater, and I can control it. I can control it, so it is not going to be a destructive force. All destructive forces, the greatest, the most powerful, they are all under my control. So in describing this Leviathan, so the scales, Echad be'echad yigashu, they're tight, one against the other, v'ruach lo'yava b'neihem, and no air can pass between them, and it's just describing the scaly armor on the outside of this monstrous sweet creature. But the Medrash says the closeness and the binding of the two together, these parts of the two powerful parts of the creature that are coming together and that are so important to integrity and the power of the creature. So the Medrashically says, Echad be'echad yigashu, one coming together with the other one is Yehuda and Yosef. Echad be'echad yigashu, from the word Vayigash of Yehuda, is Yehuda and Yosef. How powerful Am Yisrael is now that you have Yehuda and Yosef together. V'ruach lo'yavi b'neihem, nothing can be compared to them and nothing can come between them. Elu hashvatim. So he asks, L'chayra, my inyan pasik zeh ha-medaber b'levyosan le'inyan hashvatim. What does this have to do with it? The Leviathan is this huge, powerful creature. What is this Medrash trying to say? Amnam. Ki b'zeh gila ha-medrash she'ikr shleimus ha-yeshua nigmar da'ika al yedei shenis achid Yehuda im Yosef. The Geula and Yeshua of the Jewish people depends upon Yehuda and Yosef, and they have to have come together. And the qualities of the Jewish people, the qualities of the Jewish people, beginning with our coming into Mitzrayim, and then how we can come out of Mitzrayim and become a nation, it depends upon the qualities of Yosef and the qualities of Yehuda specifically. Daika, Nigmar, Klal, Kedushas, Yisrael, he says. It's because of Dafka, these two Shvatim. Daika al-didei shenis achid Yehudim Yosef. V'loi al-didei shum shevet acher. V'bezeh daika nigmar klal kedushas Yisrael. The holiness of Israel. And the promise, therefore, of a whole holy nation to come from the children of Yaakov depends upon Yehuda and Yosef specifically. And he explains why. But he says that's why we are known as She'eris Yosef, and we're known as Yehuda. U'bezeh daik and nigma klal kedushas Yisrael shehem nikroya mal shem Yosef. She'eris Yosef, the pasuk in Amos. Sinura ve'ehevu toiv. To eschew and hate what's evil and love what's good. V'hatzigu bashar mishpat, and establish righteousness in your gates, meaning be a good and fine and upstanding people who uphold the law and protect the law. Ula yechanan Hashem olakei tzvakais she'eris Yosef, the pasuk says. And that brings favor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on she'eris Yosef. So we are called she'eris Yosef. That's the name of our people. Furthermore, the Medrash that he is referencing here, K'mesh Amru Breshis Rabbah, Parsha Ayin Aleph, there the Medrash on the Pasuk, Rachel Mevaka al Boneha, Rachel's crying for her children. So the Medrash there says, all the children of Israel are her children. Because once you have Yosef, Yosef is the leading Shevet. So when it says, Rachel Mevaka al Boneha, it doesn't mean just Yosef, and it doesn't mean simply all of the Shvatim. It means all of the Shvatim because her son was Yosef. The words of the Medrash are, Lefisha, kol hadvarim tluyin b'Rachel, lefichach nikru'u al shma, Rachel mevaka al b'neha, the Medrash says. I'm reading it to you. V'lay saif davar l'shma, elu l'shem b'na, u'layachanan Hashem tzvakeh sheiris Yosef. And then the Medrash goes on and says, "V'lo yisoyf davar l'shem b'na, el l'shem ben b'na Ephraim," as the pasuk says, "Haben yakili Ephraim." So Yosef's qualities clearly are the qualities that we have to have, and it's because we have those qualities that we are a lasting great people. And he's going to explain that it's Yosef and it's Yosef and Yehuda together that causes the holy people of Israel to be. That's what brings us our holiness. That is the quality of the Kedusha of Am Yisrael, Yosef and Yehuda. And he says similarly, Val Shem Yehuda, another medrash, he quotes, proving that we are known as Yehuda. The word Jew comes from Judah. And we are called Yehuda because on the Pasuk, Yehuda, Ata Yoducha Achecha, Yaakov Avinu says, all the brothers will recognize you. So the Medrash says, have you ever heard a Jew say, I'm a Ruveni, I'm Shimoni? They're not going to say that. But they all will say, Yehudi. Ano, I am a Yehudi. So we are of that quality represented by Yehuda and Yosef. Ki. Al yidei shneihem biyachad, top of the second column, al yidei shneihem biyachad nishlam kedushas Yisrael. The holiness of Israel is complete because we have both the traits of Yosef and the traits of Yehuda, the kiyum olam, so that we are a lasting, eternal people. Ki b'chinas Yosef lihi yiras Hashem al pan of tamid. Yiras Hashem al pan of tamid. Yosef was the one who, facing Eishes Potiphar, saw Yaakov Avinu. He saw the Shalshelis. He understood he cannot do evil. He cannot do wrong. He must not do wrong. And he had that Yiras Hashem with him all the time. Shiye nishmar mikol nidnud davaro. Nidnud means that the slightest intimation or wiggle, the smallest little wayward movement, Yosef is watchful of. Chas v'chalila, k'mashenemar boy, esor lekim ani yorei. It's interesting, there are other little hints that Yosef gave his brothers, but they could not recognize him. When the Torah says, by the way, just as an aside, when the Torah says he recognized them, heim lo hikiruhu, they did not recognize him, the Torah doesn't just mean in that moment, in that instant. The Torah is introducing us to the entire story. Yosef's going to continue to do things that could have caused them to realize that must be him. But they couldn't see his greatness, and they couldn't therefore imagine that it's him. V'zehu b'chinas tzaddik. This is why he is called Yosef HaTzaddik, because of that carefulness. Aval ein b'zekiyum l'haklal, but that's only Yosef. How does it spread? How does the quality come to everyone? B'pnei she'ein ro'ef tzibu yuchelum l'amud b'ay. This is not something that the majority of us are capable of. Zulas kishi yitztaref lezeh b'chinas Yehuda. What you need then is Yehuda. What is Yehuda? Yehuda's quality is the quality of saying, I need help in this regard. I admit that I need help in this regard. Please God, help me so that I can have this kind of yiras haremimus, and I should be a yirei Hashem. And that's Yehuda by his name. She'amru she'nikra kuloi al shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says that Yehuda, if you look at his name, it's got a yud, and then a hey, and then a vav, and a dalad, and a hey. So it's yud ke vav ke with a dalad. And he explains, v'hainu she'nimtzu by kol shem havaya, v'gam ois dalad. Because what is the function of dalad? A dalad always introduces a hey, like in the aleph base. She'al yada nishlam hey achreina b'chinas hisgalus malchus shemaim. Hisgalus malchus shemaim is made possible via the dalad. K'may she'amru b'zayra kodesh. It's explained by the Likutei Moharan, by the way, in Simin Memtes of the Likutei Moharan, that the dalad, meaning poor, dalus, paucity, is the expression of Am Yisrael being without its Kedusha. Then you add a yud to a dalad, place it to its left, and you have a hey. And now you have yud ke vav ke, now you have Hashem's name. So it's yud ke vav, dalad, which means realize that you are missing something, seek Kedusha. The yud stands for Kedusha. You know why? Because everything that requires a minyan is something of kedusha, right? Ein kedusha pachus me'asara. Everything holy. If you need a minyan, 10. Right? You want a bench with a minyan? 10.
Learned that from Ada.
Right. So holiness requires 10. So yud is 10. Dalit means you're poor and you don't have your holiness. You acquired your 10 and you have your holiness, and now you have the final hey of Hashem's name. The hainu al yidei sheha'adam bedalus v'shiflus. When a person is dalut, meaning he's in his state of paucity and he's poor, v'shiflut, and the person is low and humble, lahakir, so that he or she can recognize the lesle migrame klum, that from him or herself they are nothing. That's Yehuda's quality. Yehuda's quality was, as we've discussed so many times, learning from his mistakes and recognizing tzadka, she is righteous. Mimani, this is my fault. It is I who have caused Tamar to have child and to be with child. This admission, this humility, this tshuva, this is Yehuda. Ki kol ma'isav gam ha'yiras shemayim shelo hurak mikayach Hashem yizbarach. Yehuda, which is the very essence of his name, to be moida. To be moida doesn't just mean to be thankful, it also means to admit. And to admit means to say, I am not the one. You, Hashem, are the one. It is through you, Hashem yizbarach, that I am able to come to complete Yiras Shemayim. Without help from Hashem, it wouldn't happen. Gama Yiras Shemayim Shalai Hurak Mikayach Hashem Yisbarach Al Yidei Zeh Nishlam Bechinas Hizgalus Malchus Shemayim. You know, a person can be a great Yirei Hashem. And that's a good start. That's the Midah of Yosef. But without Hashem's help, you'll never reach a complete sense, a complete powerful understanding and an ability to be with and before Hashem in complete yira and withstand it, to gain it and withstand that awesome presence of the Shekhinah and be with the Shekhinah, knowing it, fearing it, withstanding it all. It's only because Hashem helps us. That's why Yehuda is that one shevet with the name of Hashem fully and completely in the right order, embedded in his name. He is moida and he gives up everything and says, thank you, I need you, Hashem, help me accomplish it. Therefore, the avoida of a Jew, which begins with Yiras Haremimus, with Yiras Shemayim, it begins with Yosef, and then it continues, but Yosef is the exception, that he's able to have it and have the sense of Yiras Haremimus that he had. Others need more help, like Yehuda. And Yehuda is that powerful leader who exemplifies and injects this ability to turn to Hashem and gain Yiras Shemayim with Hashem's help. He injects this into all of us. Ki reishis hakol hayira b'chinas Yosef. K'may shenema reishis chachma Yiras Hashem. That's Yosef. But then he says, v'hayira mitzad ha'adam. Yes, that it's a person's initiative, that it's a person's accomplishment, that's unique, that's Yosef. V'zeh madregas Yosef. U'b'chinas Yehuda hi, however, the characteristic of Yehuda is, al derech ma shenemar, hen yiras Hashem hi chachma. In that case, you see how it says, yiras Hashem first, before it says chachma? In the pasuk, gracious chachma yiras Hashem, before it says chachma, then yiras Hashem. Here, it says, Hen Yiras Hashem hi Chachma. The difference is, Hainu Shigam Hayira hi Bidei Shemayim. The Yira is presented and given and aided and abetted by heaven. How many times in our lives have we experienced something that caused us to have a sense of awe? to see or feel or hear or personally experience something that causes us to have a sense of Yiras Shamayim, that's a gift. That's a gift from heaven. That's a gift to a Ben or Bas Yehuda, the Isa. Now he goes on to say, explanation with this, of a beautiful Medrash in Keheles Rabbah. On the Pasuk in Keheles, Simin Tes Pasuk Yudal, the Pasuk, Ir Ketanav Anoshim Bo Ma'ot, Uvo Eileho Melech Godel V'Sovav Oysa, Uvono Eileho Mitzoydim Gedoylim. Imagine a small town, very few inhabitants, not much of a citizenship, not much of a citizenry, and a mighty king comes upon the town, surrounds it and threatens it, and builds siege works around it. Matzava ish miskein chacham umila tu esir b'chachmasai. And there's this one wise but really poor miskein, means a man of poor means and not a very seemingly capable person, and he, with some wise ruse, saves the town. And yet, v'adam lezachar, and yet nobody remembers esu ish hamiskeinu. So this mashal of Koheles is classically describing a human being and his yetzer hara and how to counter the yetzer hara. But the Medrash says something very different. Irk tana zem mitzrayim. Ba'anoshim ba'ma'at elu achei Yosef. Uba elah ha'melech godl v'sava v'yisa zeh Yosef. The powerful king is Yosef. Umotzaba ish miskein chacham, the very wise but yet humble person, is Yehuda. V'adam loy zachad, there's no one to remember this Yehuda. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atun loy ad kirad tunei. You don't remember him. Ano mitkalei, I'm going to write in my chumash, ves Yehuda shalach lefanov. The Torah attests to the fact that Yaakov said, I need Yehuda, send him forward to Yosef to plan how we will live in Egypt. And the settlement of the Shvatim will depend upon Yehuda's wise decisions and informed decisions with the power vested in Yosef. They will together be able to put into effect what Yehuda will indicate is best for us, how and where and in what way to establish our way of life. And Chazal say, Vuhu, that what is that? It's all about establishing Torah. Vahula Rameis Divareinu. This is a hint to what we have been saying, that you need Yosef and Yehuda. Sha'amru, this is why this Medrash says that the Melech Gadol in this town is Yosef. Kimish Yeshboi HaKoch Memshalol Hizgaber Al Yisrael, the power to overcome one's urges and inclinations of a negative kind, lihiyosar mikol ra, to turn away from that, rak b'yiras Hashem kol ayoyim, nikra melech gadol. That's the melech gadol. So in this interpretation, the melech is not the yetzer hara. Melech gadol is the great, powerful ability of a Yosef, specifically, to conjure up all that yiras shemayim from his own, on his own, to be able to withstand the urgings and what his yetzer might bring him to, God forbid.
Hakavish is
Yisra. Uvana aleh mitzudim gedolim. And now this, that he brings charges against others, he explains, Rav Tzadik, that's Yosef countering, or actually charging and accusing his brothers and having a claim against them. Shabinyan zeh hayolai taina al echav she'enam b'shleimus kemoisai. That was why they despised him, because what he claimed all along was that he was greater than them, and he was saying to them, you are too close to making wrong decisions, and you're not doing enough to overwhelm your yetzer hara. V'al zeh hevi es dibasam ro'a alaviyem. And that's why he's bringing and telling his father that they are not asserting themselves powerfully over their own yetzer. Umagam kishiro ata she'asu shlo kishura b'ma'ashem machru oisai. In Mitzrayim, it becomes clear he is the melech, they indeed did bow to him. They are the ones now who will be living and subsisting thanks to him. Obviously, they were the ones who were not willing to see that he was superior, and they were wrong for selling him. Umatza ba ish miskein, the Medrash says, but that's Yehuda. Why is he called ish miskein? Miskein means, from the word, like sakana, like a person, like a nebuch, somebody who is in dire straits. Why is he in dire straits? Not really in dire straits, but haynu bechinas hadalos v'hashiflos. It means he sees himself as in danger. He sees himself as humble and lowly and says, I need to strengthen myself. I need to admit that without you, God, I could never have the Yiras Hashem that I need. Help me. Help me. So again, it's Yosef who has that power. But it's Yehuda who recognizes that he doesn't and asks for it and seeks it and then works on it and then achieves it. So that is the Bechinas Hadalos Vashiflus Be'atzma Leida Benafshay, to know and feel and sense Shakol Humi Hashem Yisbarach. It's all from God. If I can, I can become. I can become great. I can be the one to overwhelm my Yetzirah and be assertive over it and vanquish it. But I need your help, Hashem.
So what the David has two Dalits. It fits with this idea. He's the epitome of Yehuda.
Right.
And total subservience, total self-negation.
After all the challenges, personal challenges that David has to deal with, yes.
Right, and it's the Dalit Taka from Yehuda.
Val Yedei Zeh, that's very good. Val Yedei Zeh, Umala Tu Esa'ir. Now with Yehuda, being able to teach this and show that as an example to his brothers, they can follow that example. Umala Tu Esa'ir, he saves the whole city. Shenishlam V'nisken Hakol. Everything now, for Klal Yisrael's sake, can be accomplished, and all the Shvatim can follow, and the Jewish people can follow in his footsteps. So it's Yosef's powerful example, Yehuda's example of how we can, if not with the Yira that's innate, and if not with our own ability, then with God helping us, we can achieve it. We can become Yirei Hashem Yisbarach. Then the Pasuk says, V'adam lo yizachar, no one remembers this Yehuda. In other words, we just look at Yosef and say, well, he's Yosef HaTzadik, he's the Yirei HaElokim. But Al Pi Pashtos HaParsha LeNira SheIkar Hizgalus HaYeshua Po'al Yehuda Daika. But it's not Yehuda, it's Yosef, and we don't sense that the man who makes the salvation of the Jewish people possible and who sets us up and gives us the ability to have the foundation we had in Mitzrayim. We think it's Yosef. We don't think it's Yehuda. Rak mizeh shenemar. Ve'es Yehuda sholach lefanov el Yosef. Lohares lefanov. Specifically because the Torah says that Yaakov sent Yehuda ahead of the other Shvatim to Yosef. Lohares lefanov, in order to show us and guide the way to the right way of life. V'amru lahaskin loy beis haTalmud, in order to show us a place where we can thrive in study of Torah and in Torah life. Yehuda is going to establish guidelines and norms that will be able to live there, will be able to thrive there as shiftei ka shehem alamed es hashvatim. So that's what the Torah is saying, and what the Medrash means is, in order for us to appreciate how important Yehuda is, this Medrash is saying, in order for us to realize what Yehuda's role is, the Torah attests to the fact that Yaakov said, I must send specifically Yehuda ahead of us so he can establish for us the foundations of a proper community of Israel in Mitzrayim. Because Yosef's example won't be enough.
Because
Yirei Elohim that Yosef was, we're not able to reach it. However, with Yehuda's admission of the fact that he needs that help, with that recognition, humbly, that I need to engage in an effort to gain more Yiras Shemayim, and with Hashem's help, I can achieve it. That's what we need. Yaakov says, that's what we need. With that wisdom, we'll be able to build a proper nation. We'll be able to build a proper community. So the Medrash is saying, we have to recognize how important Yehuda is. In order to do that, the Torah says, let me tell you what Yaakov did. He understood that Yehuda's role is so important that he sent Yehuda ahead so that he and Yosef could lay the foundations for our community.
Explains why not Yisachar or Levi. It was purely this Torah.
It's not about Torah. It's about Yerushalayim. It's about Yerushalayim and the self awareness of where he is or isn't yet in his Yerushalayim, such that it can be gained humbly by seeking it and by asking God's assistance to gain it. This is after Yaakov realizes that now, with Yehuda and Yosef together, Shanasa Bozeh, his galus HaYeshua, with Yehuda, and that midah of needing and wanting, admitting that he has to gain his Yirah Shemayim with Hashem's help. But that example of Yosef before us, now we have the Yeshua, the Yes Nivna, V'niskayim, so we can build the lasting Kedushas Yisrael, the lasting holiness of a people Israel, l'dayrais for generations more, al yidei shiftei ko, beloy shum pegam. The building of the people of Israel and the Shvatim, forever and ever, with perfection. And that's what Yehuda's role here is. So it has to be Yosef, specifically, and Yehuda. And that's why the Medrash Rabbah with which he began says, Echad be'echad yigashu. Yigash elav Yehuda. Echad be'echad yigashu. Those two, the one Yosef and the one Yehuda, can come together. V'ruach lo'yave b'neihem, those are the Shvatim. Nobody but Yosef and Yehuda together could accomplish this laying of the foundations for the holiness of the people Israel, only Echad and Echad, Yosef and Yehuda.